Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is a Friday, May 22nd, the Labor Day weekend here in Labor Day. See, I did that last year. It's the Memorial Day weekend. I might have even done Memorial Day for Labor Day. I'm not sure, but it is the 22nd day of May of 2020. It feels like Labor Day weather-wise, I'll tell you that. It hasn't felt like spring in, since a couple of springs ago. Nonetheless, here we are, and a lot of the headlines that are hitting us right between the face include, you know, we told you that the numbers with respect to the coronavirus, and I'm so sick of talking about this. I don't know if you're sick of hearing this. I am so sick of talking about this. I could just puke. I'm just so tired of talking about the coronavirus and the response to it. I'm just tired of it. But Washington health officials, I'm talking about the state of Washington now. You know, Inslee, okay? And you got to watch what he is doing with the contact tracer, contact tracker, contact tracer. You got to watch what he's doing because this is something that's right out of, I mean, this would put George Orwell to shame and it's bizarre. But I'll tell you what, people are starting to wake up, take notice and take exception of what's going on. But just very quickly, the Washington health officials, gunshot victims counted as COVID-19 deaths. And I heard someone say, well, you know, you can't prove this. You don't have any proof of this, that the numbers aren't inflated, that the numbers are, you know, yeah, we can. Now we can. As reported by Freedom Foundation, freedomfoundation.com, Washington health officials, gunshot victims counted as COVID-19 deaths. Today, writes, Maxford Nelson, I guess his last name is. And this was posted now late last night, I believe it was. Today, officials at Washington State Department of Health confirmed that, as the Freedom Foundation reported this past Monday, the state is counting in its COVID-19 deaths, the total of deaths of persons who tested positive for the virus but died from other causes. Yes, that is a thing, and we told you to question everything, including questioning the, you gotta question everything. Question the numbers. In remarks made during the press briefing by telephone, Department of Health officials even acknowledged knowingly including multiple deaths caused by gunshot wounds in the state COVID-19 fatality count. Yeah. The Freedom Foundation's original report was based on DOH documents, and statements that provided to the foundation concluded that 828 COVID-19 or as I call it, the Chinese Communist Party virus deaths reported as of May 8th, 681 or 82% of those reported listed some variation of COVID-19 in one of the causes of death. That's something, look, that is so flippin' ingenuous. All right. It makes me want to slap the living, you know what, out of the microphone itself and other. Five percent of the death certificates don't list COVID-19 as a cause of death, but indicate it was a significant condition contributing to the death. What in the hell does that even mean? I mean, okay, so on the death certificate, and believe me, I've seen many, and I've 106 or 13% deaths involved persons who had previously tested positive for COVID-19, but magically did not have the, and I'm inserting some of the more hyperbolic words here, did not have the virus listed anywhere on their death certificate as either causing or contributing to death. That's like saying, you know what, the guy never smoked at all, but he developed a lung disease, and yeah, cigarettes killed him. Smoke Chesterfield. They're good for you. Wasn't that a thing? I don't know. All right. So, and this is it too, real quick. When asked about the foundation's report at a press conference this past Monday, Governor Jay Inslee, yes, him, dismissed it as dangerous, disgusting, and malarkey. Okay. All right. So the Department of Health, their own Department of Health admitted this, but this, of course, is dangerous, disgusting, and malarkey. I haven't used malarkey ever, I don't think.
No, that's malarkey.
Oh, man. You know, I've been fired up every day of this week. I've been fired up, and I'm still fired up. And I think I'm going to get even more fired up just because. Now, rumor has it. I can't verify this, but rumor has it somewhere in the ether out there. And I'm not sure where. It could be over there. It could be over here. Somewhere is a radio legend, Man Cow. I can't be sure. It's a mystery. No one's told me yet. I'm always the last to know about these things. I'm afraid to even mouth the words. Eric, do we have anyone? So I'm going to mouth the words because if not, man, I can go on for days talking about certain things, including the way that we've been railroaded, ramrodded, our liberties taken away, the fact that you've got a bunch of these red communist, blue-blooded, red on the inside, red on the outside, communist SOBs running certain states of this country. I could tell you about this and these tyrannical, pissant, tin pot dictators as well. And I'm sorry, by the way, to the satellite, company for using the language. God, find me later. But I could go on for days. So let me just toss this out. Do we have Ted? All right. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. Of course, every week he pops in and he does a lot of, I mean, I'll tell you what, he's helped a lot of people. Healthmasters.com. He's helped a lot of people. He's helped educate a lot of people through his show. There it is on your screen. If you're watching this right now, look on your screen right there. If I can see it, you can see it. Healthmasters.com. Folks, the best products there are, in my view, best products for, whatever it ails you. And if you want to boost your immune system or immune your boost system, whatever you want to do, there it is on screen. It's the Hagman Brower Healthy Immune Kit. I got to tell you, it works. The ultimate multiple powder, new flavor, by the way. So just put a little pinch between your cheek and gum of that and have at it. No, read the directions. I know I'm going to get an email saying, oh, yeah, you told me to do this. Yeah. Healthmasters.com.
Product of the week is a must.
Oh, yeah, D3, 1,000 units with K2. D3, K2, my wife and I take that all the time. We take that here at the studio all the time. And the result, of course, is we can now see through walls, okay? That's what happens, D3, K2. There it is. Thank you, Eric, the tech. I'm telling you. But radio legend, by the way, radio legend, Man Cow. If you haven't heard of Man Cow, I'm telling you, you are – you know, I got to tell you this. I actually DVR'd and watched a couple of times Collector's Call of Man Cow. I did. You know why? I don't know why. It was fun. But here to bring on Man Cow and to get into the discussion, I'm not going to take any more time away, is Ted Brower. Ted, how are you, sir?
Hey, Man Cow. Hey, Doug. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in today. We promoted the show heavily today on our show and our podcast. And it's my pleasure to bring Man Cow, per Doug's request and him asking me to do so, onto the Hagman Report. And Eric, Man Cow Mueller has been a friend of mine for many, many, many years. I've spent time with him up at his home up in Chicago. We've had dinner together. I mean, we're good friends, and he's the real deal. Yeah, he's on one of the biggest stations now in Chicago because he brought the numbers way up. And of course, like Doug said, he's a radio legend. He's been around for a long, long time. Everybody on the who's list of anybody who knows anybody is going to be Man Cow. And Man Cow is a Christian. And he loves Jesus and he loves God and he tries to do as the rest of us try to do what's right in God's sight. So there you go. So Eric, how's that introduction? How's that introduction, Mankind? I'm so glad to have you on me with the Hagman Show.
The best ever. And I'm a fan of this show. So, and I love Ted. So what a great honor to be here with you guys. It's great.
I'll tell you what, it's great to have you, sir. And you know, I got to tell you this. I was on, you invited me on your show about a decade ago. This is like, you know, I don't know, a long time ago. And I got off the, I got off your show. I got off your program and I said, to my wife, I said, you know something? Wow. I'm never going to go on his show again. And I can't remember why. I'm kidding now. You asked some interesting questions and actually I had a good time, but I thought it was great. So, you know, you don't know, you won't remember it because I was nothing but a blip in your past radar. Anyway, it's great to have you on, sir. It really is. So Ted, I'm going to turn this over to you, Ted. Or Mankov, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Look, the deal is I have severe ADHD. The show is very fast paced and I'm guilty of that. And I really don't want to be rude. So if I was rude, all apologies sincerely.
Nah, you weren't. Anyway. It was fun. It was actually pretty fun. And I can't remember what the subject matter was. I don't remember, but I was only on for like, I think maybe, I don't know, a minute 40 seconds or something like that. But it was, no, I actually
that
had.
That sounds right. So, sounds about right.
Yeah. So Ted, we had talked about Mankow and really, I love the guy. And Mankow, I'm not just saying that. I do. I really like you. I really like what you're doing and I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
In all seriousness.
It's thankless.
It is.
It's thankless.
Believe me.
Guys, quickly, can I jump on real quick?
Go for it.
Yeah, look, to the left of me, to the right of me, up and down the dial in Chicago. This is the greatest radio city on earth. For people that don't know radio, they think New York or L.A. It's Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. I'm on a station called WLS. It's not important, but I'm just telling you, to the left of me, to the right of me, up and down the dial, ABC, CBS, NBC, everything. Stay at home. Be a hero. Their mayor is not going to allow us out. The governor said let us out. Trump said let us out. Mayor Larry, I call her Larry. Larry Lightfoot, our diminutive mayor. No, I don't care. I'm going to talk to you like I talk to my kids. This is a quote from her. You need to all stay inside. I am under house arrest and I've done nothing wrong. And I'm the only guy on the radio here saying, wait, why are you a hero to sit inside on Memorial Day?
Amen, man. Ted, take it.
Well, you know, the reality is Mankow had a rally in Chicago last weekend. He had 5,000 people show up. And I believe because of that rally, Chicago and Illinois now is going to open up about 30 days sooner from the coronavirus, unless that's more obfuscation and more lies. I told Mankow the other day when I was on a show, I said, look, why don't you go ahead and just start having a rally down there once a month? I said, if you pulled 5,000 people the first rally, you'll pull 20,000 the second, 100,000 the third. I said, you'll not only increase the presence of the Mankow in Chicago, but you'll also get some things changed, because that's the one thing they're scared of, isn't it, Mankow, is when people come out in the aggregate and they say, no, we're not going to deal with this anymore. What do you think?
Listen, I don't want to lift up Mankow. God is first in my world and the listener is second.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah. No, that's the truth. Look, people are hurting. They are starving to death. Their kids are hungry. The unemployment website in Illinois does not work. Well, it's run by the government. Of course it doesn't work. And this is what the folks are dealing with. The mayor is at his horse barn, his multi-million dollar horse barn, because his horses had to be fed, and then he's having a grand dinner in Lake Geneva tonight. And they've been going to restaurants, although the restaurants are illegal. They've gotten haircuts and everything else, but nobody else is allowed to. It's really scary. So that's really what we're about, just standing up and they're breaking the law. And by the way, all these cops, you know, I'm friends with all the cops. Cops love my show. They haven't had a contract for 12 years. They're underpaid. Of course, the communist teachers get everything they want. The commies, oh, man, they get everything in this city. So here are the cops. They're going and fining and arresting preachers. They tried 2 days ago in this city, maybe was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago. They tried to get it so that if you're a business owner and you open up without permission, you could get a year in jail. Think about that.
That's beyond the pale. why aren't people, and I'm asking you, Mankow, why in the hell aren't people going to Lightfoot's house? I mean, by the way, I call her the lesbionic mayor of Chicago. I mean, for the love of, man, that hairdo did not do, I mean, she could have stayed home for that, all right? But you know, not for thee, but for me, I can do whatever. Why aren't people charging her house and saying, all right, this is BS, man. You know, pull her and her, you know, other whatever it is out of the house and tar and feather them. I'm serious. What are we going to do now? We got to do something. Protests are great, but, hey, you want a pillow, Ted? You okay?
I'm sorry, guys. I had a rough night's sleep last night.
All right. Sorry about that.
Take a few more vitamins, Ted.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's been a busy week, guys.
Listen, this mayor was on my show quite a bit. And I said, look, do you want to play up being black and lesbian? That doesn't matter. Let's just talk about the job. No. Very important that you mention that I'm black and lesbian. Now, I don't give a hairy rat's about any of that. I don't care. But I do care about the job she's doing. I'm a freedom guy. But, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think we're getting to the point where the British are coming, kids, fasten the bayonets. And Ted was asking, Mancow, what are you going to do when they come for you? What are you going to do when they come to inject your kids? Well, I'm going to fight back. There's no way I would let them inject me with what's coming with these Bill Gates, whatever that is, that DNA stuff they want to inject in us. It's scary times. Yes, they're out of control, but I want to tell you, there are great heroes. There's a Representative Bailey here. There's others that are fighting up. There's police chiefs. There's policemen that are refusing to do anything that's unconstitutional. So I'm seeing some real heroes here in what is a sinkhole, man. This is what Barack Obama came out of. I mean, this is a totally bankrupt place. Our last Republican governor, Rauner, public funding for late-term abortions. So I get to go to work, pay my taxes, and I pay for late-term abortions. And, of course, here in Illinois, you can get a late-term abortion, but you can't go to church.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Ted. And the thing about it is, and we got to look at it from a communist standpoint. We have to look at it from a communist standpoint of the same group of people who overthrew Russia back in the early 1900s. And we have to look at it. We have to go back to Stalin and Lenin and all these cronies that did all this. And we've got to look at Sal Alinsky. We've got to take it to the Frankfurt School of what they did and how they infiltrated our schools and our universities and our media back in the 30s. And there's an article here that says we're playing right into their plan. Number one, they've taken over health care. They've increased poverty. They've increased the debt. They're wanting gun control, welfare, control the education, control religion. They haven't controlled religion. They've basically taken us out of church. They want to cause class warfare, never-ending class warfare. All of this is right out of the Sal Alinsky's Rules for Radicals communist takeover plan of the entire planet, not to mention the United States. And, guys, here we are in a situation where we've got pastors that are such pansies in the pulpit that they refuse to say anything about what's happening, and all they want to do is get back to church so they can start maintaining their lifestyle, and a lot of them with their private jets and multiple residences, and they don't want to come out and speak against what's happening. Why? Because we've got a group of people now that really, really believe that no matter what happens, we've got to support the government. And guys, we can't have that attitude. We can't allow them to take us down the slippery slope of fascism or communism or whatever the heck is their final plan for us. What do you think, Mancow?
I think that our teachers went and partied in Argentina. They all gave their raised fist. They have their summers off. We have the highest property taxes in America. They're all sitting at home. And you better believe everything in this city is divided by race. It's divide and conquer, black and brown. And my personal opinion, guys, is that was a big thing. 35%, 40% of black people in Chicago were starting to lean towards Trump. They were making money. They were feeling good. They were starting to wake up and realize, wait a minute, the Democrats want, you know, they're behind Planned Parenthood. That's all about slaughtering black babies. Maybe this genocide isn't a good idea. We've been voting Democratic, and our city's a nightmare. We're not going to step over our dead kids anymore that have been shot to death to go vote Democratic anymore. And they were starting to wake up, and, of course, that's when they have to crash the economy. This is all by design. It's all by design. They are full-on communists, absolutely. And look, socialism will let you have God. Forget that. They're not even letting us have God now. These aren't socialists. Full-on communists, and what they want is complete slavery. And now, look, if people don't fight now, I don't know what they're waiting for. And, you know, Ted, you and I talk, and Doug, I'm sure you feel the same way. We all have friends that are big talk, man. Yeah, man, I'm with you. And I was amazed at the amount of people, the friends of mine, and we got way more than we expected, but, you know, real good friends of mine, real good patriots, don't tread on me. And I said, hey, what happened, man? I wanted to, where were you at the rally? We had this big rally. Oh, my wife wanted to go to Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're a real patriot. Now is the time, guys. Now is the time. And, but, you know, it was a small percentage, as you guys know your history, a small percentage of people that actually stood up against the British. The majority of people, we'll just pay the taxes. And that's what we're with. I'm telling you, look at these people. Their butts are hanging out of their pants. They're looking at their phones. They're zombies. They're brain dead. The lead in the water in Chicago is by design. Keep them stupid. And what does lead do, Ted? It makes you violent and quick to violence. And we have so much murder in this city. Keep them dumb. Keep them violent. And keep them voting the same way. It's a nightmare.
Exactly.
Well, no, and Doug, when we talked the other day with Bancow, when he was on my, actually when I was on his show in Chicago, he brought up the doggone geoengineering in the chemtrails, in the aluminum and the barium. And I explained to him about the aluminum and the barium that I had tested in our rainwater that made our rainwater not safe. So Bancow is a patriot, and he is talking about chemtrails. He's talking about communism. He's talking about abortion. All of this on mainstream radio in Chicago. And not only do the people love him, they're flocking to his rallies because he's telling the truth and he's taking a stand.
He just said, I know, for now. I can tell you off air a story about a replacement for Rush Limbaugh who contacted me and gave me a statement saying, if this is my last show, here's why. And, and this is about 12, about a dozen years ago. And, it's just amazing what we can, or what the people on mainstream media, Ted, you're familiar with this, can and can't talk about or shouldn't talk about. And all of a sudden, bam, you go from, however many, thousand stations to what, 300 or, it's just amazing the blowback. But yeah, I'm glad you're calling for this. And you're right. Where are the people today? And what's it going to take, man? From you, because you're the guy. What's it going to take for the average American to say, I'm done being nice, because we've been nice so far, I think, at least the conservative.
Yeah, compromise.
Right. Is it going to take the vaccines? Is it going to take or something else that we don't see coming? I mean, what's it going to take?
Doug, I want to tell you something that I'm going to take a sidetrack here. I'm going to just jump. Just bear with me here for a second. I had a gust of ADHD. But, who's to say? Who's to say? I love that. Well, who's to say? Who's to say? And all of us sit silent. I see it in this city here, Chicago. Who's to say? Who's to say? Well, why can't a man marry his horse? Who's to say it's wrong? And hello, me. If my kids' schools. If I told you what I see in my daughter's schools, and by the way, some of the best schools on earth, allegedly, Nutrier, the propaganda, the brainwashing. I'll tell you what it's going to take. It's going to take. I think very few people are going to take a stand. But look, they're terrified. There's more of us, right? Look, if people only knew how much power we have, but the regular guy sits there and thinks, I'm shut off. Our cell phones, our iPhones, everything is, our world is getting smaller and we're being pushed further and further into our houses. We're being told not to come out. But, look, I serve a greater power and I understand the godless people. They don't care. It's going to be over anyway. This doesn't really mean anything. And if you feel that way, why not? Why not just go along and get along? But look, I've read the end of the book, guys. I know we win. I'm excited about it. These are exciting times and we win and good wins and God wins. And evil may be laughing, but good is coming and God is coming, guys. They won't win. And I don't know, maybe it'll be 1,000 years of tribulation. But in the end, good wins. We will win. Freedom will win. Man does not want to be a slave. These cops that are going out, they don't want to ticket churches. Why are they doing it? They're arresting people. If you sit by the lake, Lake Michigan, it looks like an ocean. It's so big. Ted, you saw it. If you sit by the lake, you're arrested. Now, you can walk. But if you walk through a park, you can be arrested. So what's it going to take, Doug? I don't have any idea.
Man, I'll tell you, it just chaps my hide to see people that actually flock to. Yeah, I don't know whether you saw this. Brooklyn, New York, and I spent some time there working investigative cases and stuff back about 5-10 years ago. And so there's this park in Brooklyn, and they painted, did you see this? They painted circles on the grass in this park. And it's 6 feet apart. I mean, this is paint on flipping grass, okay? Now, that's one thing, all right? And, of course, the phrase social distancing, which I hate. But I was talking about this earlier this week. the people, without prompting, go to the circles to sit in the circles and try not to get out of the circles and keep their distance while sitting in the park. I'm thinking, what's wrong with you people?
I can tell you what's going on with that, Doug.
Please do. Yeah, if you've got...
This deals with cell phone tracking. This deals with 5G, wireless technology, and cell phone tracking. They don't have the ability at this point, if you have a cluster of people all together, 20 or 30 people standing beside each other, to differentiate the cell phone signals because of overlapping signals. They can't pinpoint you. You need to be 6 feet apart, supposedly, as far as what they say with cell phone trafficking technology, so a 5G tower can actually focus in on you and basically control your thoughts, your brain, or whatever. This is all programming that they're doing to the masses to make them maintain distancing so they can be tracked more efficiently. That's what this is all about.
I get that, but my
response is, Doug, leave your cell phone in the car. Don't take it with you.
Well, the hell is cell phones? What's going through people's mind when they're thinking, well, I got to go sit in the circle? What's wrong with you people? What are you, in kindergarten?
Let me show this with you. What happened back in the 40s after the concentration camps, they came in and gave us all fluoride. Now they've given us tricyclic antidepressants, serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They've given us statin drugs by the Yahoo, millions, tens of millions of people on statin drugs, and the brain has gone to mush. We've taken TV with flicker rates. We've taken radio and all the other things that have all these people on who are not like ManCow telling the truth, but are lying to you continually, like CNN.
Oh,
and what ends up happening is people get programmed. They start believing the lie.
Television programming.
That's right.
Television.
That's right.
Programming.
Television. That's right.
And they watch it every night. ABC, CBS, NBC, and they're told what to say. I've seen it here. I saw it with Rahm Emanuel. I worked at a local TV station, hey, Ron wants, you're popular. Ron wants to do your show. We're going to need to give you a list of questions. I don't think so. By the way, I was offered the same thing from Al Gore back in the day. Al really loves your show, but he wants to give you the questions. And the guys that say yes get the big interviews. That's why you're not going to hear Governor Pritzker on Doug's show today. If you ask a serious question, you're never allowed to ask another question, and there are never follow-up questions. And so you lose your job. Your job is to interview, I call him Governor Pugsley with a pumpkin head and disgusting dripping mouth, our billionaire governor. He's worth $5 billion. He's so out of touch, this guy. But, look, your job is you're in the press corps in Chicago. Think about it, guys. You ask a question, you don't work again. So they get nothing but softballs. They go on TV and talk about how wonderful they are. Meanwhile, people are out of business. Why isn't Home Depot, Costco, Walmart closed? Because they'll sue. They know it's illegal. So they attack the mom and pops because the mom and pops, when they're done with this, are devastated. They won't be able to sue. They'll be beholden on the welfare state, communism. The government will become their god. Their churches are closed. They'll make sure that Biden gets in, the mouthpiece for China. The UN said we expect to have a world government within 12 years with China as the head of it. Imagine complaining about your parking ticket to mainland China. You wonder how Hong Kong is feeling today. I mean, this is what they're gearing us up for. But that's okay, man. Just watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Have fun and eat some more and drink some of that tainted water.
Man,
that's right.
That is so true.
Have to mastermind while you're at it and reprogram your brain. That's right.
Man, that is so true.
Television programming.
You nailed it. And I want to get this chance. Wait a second, ManCow.
Guys,
go ahead.
Guys,
yeah.
I want to clue you in. Okay, now look, I live in the city, and he's a friend of mine. Ted can't believe it. I call him the rear end Jesse Jackass. But Reverend Jackson, he's a race baiter. He's a shakedown artist. It's his gimmick. You don't get mad at a pro wrestler. I'm not mad at the guy. It's his gimmick. He's off the air. He's a pleasant individual. But what they do is nobody cares about him. Three people show up. They stand behind those three people, so it looks like there's heads in front of the camera. And, it's the top story. Anything Jesse says here. I had 5,000 people, helicopters, and they were dropping the chemtrails above us as well. But, doing the crop duster formation, I saw these things in Suicide Falls, Missouri. I know what they're doing. Anyway, what's my point? My point is they photograph it from three blocks away and says, there was 100 or 200 people there, and there was images of hate. Images of hate. You know what the images were? Somebody, our guy's obese. He's obese. and someone took a pig picture and drew a little Hitler mustache on it because they're following some of the Nazi tactics. Oh, he's Jewish. That's anti-Semitic. It was a rally of hate with 200 people. There was 5,000. It was pro-American. It had nothing to do with any of it. You know, I was curious, though, guys. Maybe you can help me with something. Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Am I too scattered?
No. I love it. I live in this world. This is fun.
And by the way, the same thing with the Tea Party. We must have had, 20,000 people at the Tea Party rally, and they didn't, no coverage, because it doesn't fit into their propaganda. But, someone was holding a Q sign, a giant Q. I did see that in the audience. I know that's a thing, but I haven't quite figured it out. What is Q?
It's one of the letters of the alphabet. Beyond that, I'm not so sure. Ted, do you want to take
it's
a stab at it?
Some secret organization or something?
No, Q started off.
Okay, well, obviously we're not supposed to talk about that. I really don't know what it's about.
I can tell you what it's about. It started off probably pretty legit from an inside source in the White House. It was quickly co-opted by the CIA via Operation Mockingbird. And now what they're doing is they're putting little tidbits of information, probably 80% truth, 20% propaganda, and they're controlling the masses of the patriots that support Donald Trump into saying, don't worry about saying anything about what's happening right now. This is all part of a master plan. Everything's under control. There's going to be 175,000 indictments tomorrow. Of course, it never comes. It's always two weeks. And it's basically to take the people in America who were awake during the last election who said no way that Hillary Clinton's ever going to be president and keep them sedated and asleep. That's what this is. Q is a complete and total psychological operation, I believe, through Project Mockingbird, through the CIA, and we are being handled by the media corps out of the White House. And I have this happen to many of my friends who are pastors. Oh, I've got an inside person in the White House. They told me that everything's going to be okay. Trust the plan. Trust the Trump. Trust the Q. It's all okay no matter what they do, no matter if they come to your house with a needle-loaded syringe and they say, we're going to shoot you if you don't take the vaccine. Trust it. It's okay. It's going to be distilled water. It'll be saline solution. They're not going to give you the real shot. Yeah. It's okay. Trust the plan. Trust the Q. And it's a psychop. It's a bunch of lies. That's all this is.
I had, guys, as God is my witness, I had no idea about any of this. I didn't know.
Oh, you're not going to know.
Someone told me they were trying to expose the pedophiles that are, part of the hierarchy. So I don't know.
Wait a second. You didn't hear? You didn't hear that there was like 2,000 child victims rescued from an underground military base by the Pentagon? Pentagon Pedophile Task Force, and there's only one man between the reporter and President Trump, and I contend it's a Secret Service agent trying to keep him away. But that aside, you didn't know about all that? Oh, my goodness. Man, Kyle, we got to read you in.
Well, all a bunch of lies.
I've got a pastor friend of mine. Go ahead, man, Kyle.
No, I had Corey Feldman on today, and he said, look, it's bad. It's very bad. Hollywood is filled with them, and of course we have to celebrate them to China. That's why you can't see anything that's godly or patriotic anymore in a movie. Go ahead, Doc.
Doc, hang on a second. I just want to say this. That's not to say it's not bad, man. It is horrible out there. You got pedophiles out there running corporations. It's bad, but not in the way it's being stated by some of these, Muppets on social networking. Go ahead, Ted.
I just did a show. I did a thing this morning, and they're saying that the Q movement has become the new Christianity, the new religion, the new Jesus movement, and that so many of the Q people are followers of Christ. And now they basically believe that some Messiah has appeared in the White House in the inner circles, and he's basically telling everybody, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Well, they're going to tell you that as they line you up on the wall and say, they're just going to be shooting blanks at you. It's going to be okay when they tell you to dig a grave for yourself and your three people standing beside you, but we're not going to put you in the grave as they line up with machine guns around you. They're going to say, but it's okay. Don't just do what they want to do. Follow the plan. We're all playing three-dimensional chess here. You'll be okay. And this is what they're doing. Right, they've got the people in America so psyched. They got them all psyched out, man, Count Doug, to believe that this is the plan, that Donald Trump is in charge, which he's not. We've proven the international banking community is taking control of the world via the Federal Reserve banks, and we could go on and on and on, but I'm not going to go into that today. But Donald Trump, I believe, started off with good intentions. I still believe that. I hope he did. But what's happened is he's been too compromised his entire life, working with the mob, working with the mafia, working with whoever he's been working with in New York City. And now suddenly he's doing exactly what they tell him to do, including telling us we're going to deploy the military to help vaccinate you. I mean, If this isn't, and then people say, well, don't worry about it. He'll never do that. Just like he didn't push the red flag gun laws. Just like he didn't push all the other stuff he's pushed. I mean, we still have Obamacare. We had Obamacare with a Republican-controlled House and Senate and Donald Trump, and they couldn't get rid of it. I mean, this whole thing is being orchestrated, and we saw it through the Jeffrey Epstein nonsense, with this whole thing with these secret societies and all of these secret agencies and MI6 and Mossad and CIA and all the rest of them that work together in unison to keep the American people dumbed down, making us believe the lie. And that's what's going on with all of this crap. And the problem is now they got Q. They've got Q. I've got a pastor friend of mine. In fact, he was actually invited to the White House and actually prayed for the president with a group of other pastors. And when I started telling him about all the stuff that's going on, his response was, oh, I've got an insider in the White House, and they told me this is all part of the plan. And I said, I told this to Doug 2 weeks ago. I said, if this is the plan sucks. I said, how in the world can we believe a president who's pushing red flag gun laws, a president who basically wants machine gun laws from 1936 altered to include bump stocks, a president who's done all of this stuff to promote Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and people into the White House in key government positions, who basically – does whatever they tell him to do and basically does whatever he wants to do, apparently, with his Twitter and his tweet. And the sad part about it all is people still believe, as this pastor did, until, listen to this, until they threw him out of the White House and told him he was not allowed to come back in. That's what happened to this guy. Until they threw him out of the White House and said, you can't come back, because he was a patriot and he was trying to tell the people there the truth. He's not even allowed to go back into the White House anymore. Now you think, well, that's awful. At least he tried to do something. Yes, but he still believes the lie, and he wouldn't see what was going on. So, guys, we can't do this. I held George W. Bush to the same standards. I said when he took office, I said, okay, we'll support him. And then he went into Iraq, and I said, okay, that's it. And then within 5 or 6 years, everybody said, this guy's a nightmare, even though he re-won election. We can't let Trump do this. We have to hold Trump's feet to the fire and say, if you're willing to do this, if you want to push red flag gun laws, and you're not even reelected yet, what's
and
he going to do?
Oh, there you go.
I mean, just the other day. Yeah, go ahead, Doug.
No,
you
froze up there. I was worried about you. You look like a kind of a seal there. Yeah, you froze up. But no, you're right. And Mancow, I want to give you the opportunity to do this because we have our demographic show. We've got a lot of listeners and viewers from Madison to Toledo and everywhere in between. So, your station, WLS, right?
Yes.
Okay. When's your show on? Promote your show.
It's 1 a.m. I have a podcast called the Mancow Podcast. Ted and I fight about this all the time. We're dear friends, and I believe in a world where we can fight. You know, you can argue, you can love each other, but brothers can disagree. I don't agree with Ted on a lot of what he just said. I've spent a lot of time with Donald Trump personally. His press secretary used to work on my TV show, Kaylee. She's a friend of mine. Monica Crowley's in that White House. I do believe Trump is trying. I can't imagine Hillary right now where we would be, or Biden in a few months. But look, you want to say what will cause us to rise up? I do think forced vaccinations would cause us to rise up, and I do think Trump is dead wrong on this. And I do think there's people around him that I don't like, Jared being one of them. So and his daughter is from what I hear a commie lib. So yeah. He's not perfect.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, I think Kaylee's done a great job. I don't know. What do you think? How do you think she's doing? I mean, I think she's kicking butt, taking names, in that position.
I think she's fantastic. When she worked, I had a TV show on Fox. When she worked on my TV show, everything involved her being on TV. Yeah, okay, that's great. Can you get so and so on? Yeah, and then I'll be on. No. Can you get, So look, she was aggressive and she had big plans. Early on, so she's right where she wanted to be.
Good, okay. Yeah, and I'm with you. Ted and I wrestle about this all the time. Look, I believe Donald Trump is doing the best he can. It's a deep, wide, big, fetid swamp that he finds himself in. The guy's not even taking a paycheck, and he's probably losing money doing what he's doing. Certainly, I'd be gone.
He is.
I'd be out of there. I don't know about you, but I'd be out of there. I'd be saying, screw this.
Listen, Doug, sorry to my whole life we heard, God, I could go on and on about this, but my whole life we heard, oh, if we just had a Democrat, or if we just had a Republican, and we'd have prayer, we'd have school choice, we'd have lower taxes. Bush came in, we got none of it. I mean, they constantly lie to us. But I've always heard, if we could just have a real guy, not a politician, Donald Trump is that real guy. I'm sorry, Ted, I know this upsets you. He is the real guy. He is a businessman. He is coarse. He is crass. He's not perfect. He's, you know, he's a mess in many ways. But do you want Hillary? Do you want Biden? I don't know. Of the choices, and I hate lesser than the lesser of two evils, right?
I'm going to say this. Yeah, and I've said this on your show before, Mac, and I'll say, and I say it on my show all the time, and I said it on Doug's show. You know, when we have an opponent like Hillary or Biden in the White House, which we all universally we hate these people. They're like, they're disgusting to us. It galvanizes the groups of patriots around the flag in that we have to stand up or we're going to lose the few rights we have left of the United States. Am I saying we'd have been better off with Hillary? No. Am I saying that Trump's done what he said he's going to do? No. Am I saying that Trump has suffered more opposition from the mainstream media press than any president in the history of the country? Absolutely yes. Am I saying that Trump is compromised? Probably in many ways. Am I saying that I hope that Trump can do better? Yes. I hope all this stuff. But the thing about it is what I won't do, and I agree, and I really appreciate you doing this, Macau, saying that you're drawing your line in the sand on forced vaccinations with Trump. Because if we don't find a place, and we had a pastor, a friend of ours, who got arrested for having church. And I said on our show, I said, look, here's the deal. He fell on the wrong sword. I said, if you're going to fall on this sword, fall on the sword of forced vaccinations. If they come to your house and they say, we're going to arrest you if you don't allow us to forcibly vaccinate you, that's when we all have to fall on our swords. Because, guys, they are bypassing primate studies on this vaccine. What does that mean? They're not testing it on monkeys. All right? They're going directly to humans from, like, rats. And now we're finding that people that are getting tested on these are having horrible adverse reactions. This is an RNA vaccine. It changes your DNA. And now they want to inject it all into us. How do we know they're not putting tracking chips? How do we know that this isn't all part of the master plan? I mean, we know that these COVID cases that Doug talked about at the beginning of the show, that they're labeling everything. If you get run over by a steamroller, you're a COVID victim. Everything's based on these numbers and keeping the country locked down. Because remember, these communists that we can all agree with are bad, right? And Jared Kushner, by the way, and Ivanka Trump, Ivanka Kushner, are both social communists. We gotta all agree on that. We know who they are. They're hardcore Democrats. They use the economy as a break, and that's what they're doing right now. That's what Otto Kahn said in 1923 when they interviewed him. We use capitalism and socialism as a break and as a gas to control both sides of the narrative. And that's what we have going on right now. They are shutting down the economic world engine to prevent a Weimar Republic inflation in the United States and globally with the petrodollar. The problem is everybody's basing this on what Trump can do and Trump can't do. This isn't Trump anymore. This is the international banking community that controls Germany. They control Russia. They control China. They control all the major countries except for Syria and Iraq and North Korea and Venezuela as far as their central banks. And they want a one-world government. They want a one-world currency. And all the rest of this crap is obfuscation. This vaccine is going to be used to inject, I believe, tracking devices, microdust, microfiber, microchips into our bodies to track us. They're producing this social distancing craze now is what it is, keeping us 6 feet apart so they can continue to track us. And they can actually use that doggone 5G system, which is an antenna system that's a micro away that can be focused on an individual from probably up to 1,000 feet away, and they can stop a pacemaker with it. They can mess up your sinus atrial node in your heart and initiate a problem with your heart as far as beating. They can do all of this stuff right now with this technology. And Trump is pushing 5G. Trump is pushing 6G. Trump is pushing 5G systems. Trump is pushing the coronavirus lockdown. Trump is, you know, pushing all the stuff stays locked down. We got General Motors wanting to reopen. Now they're being told, no, you can't reopen again. You got to have to gradually release it. Ford was closed down again last week because of coronavirus. They're using all of these industries to slow down.
It's a state level.
It's a psychop. It's a psychop. This whole thing is a psychop. Not that coronavirus isn't real. It was very real in Wuhan. It was very real when it first came here, but it's mutated. It was a genome-specific bioweapon. And now here it is in this country, and we have shut down the entire planet. Remember, Trump didn't shut the planet down. The international banking community shut the planet down because they control the central banks. They're the ones who run it all. These are the wizards and the warlocks and the witches and all these whacked out people that believe in Lucifer. They're the ones who run the planet. And so Trump's a figurehead. And I hope he does what's right in God's eyes. I really do. But I don't know why he has Jared Kushner there as an individual who's going to give him all of this advice. And I sure don't know why he has Ivanka there Because these two are nuts. And I sure don't know why he hasn't fired Fauci, if he even has the power to do that anymore. And all of these things are happening all over the world, not just in the United States. Because why? The international banking people who do this, they're willing it. They're saying, this is what's going to happen because we don't want hyperinflation. So we're going to have a massive drop in demand when we shut down the world engine. And that's what they've done. And this is all to bring a massive poverty into the United States, into the world, into the entire structure of everything. So they can go to a digital currency and just start feeding you checks every month. 82% of the people said last week that they want the government to give them checks for not working last week. What the heck? This is supposed to be the United States of America. This is where we find ourselves. Cloward and Piven, Frankfurt School, communist ideology has so permeated our educational systems and our news organizations and Hollywood that the people have finally begin in the aggregate to believe the lie, Doug and Mancow. And that's how I feel about this stuff. And I mean, I hope Trump does what's right. But why in the world does he have all these weirdos around him, and why can't he listen to reason? And why did he say in the beginning that he was going to look into the vaccines causing autism? He said that in the beginning in his campaign speeches. Then as soon as he gets in there, he puts that doggone nutbag, what was his name? I forgot his name. The guy who's head of the FDA. He'll come to me. Yeah, Gottlieb. Gottlieb in the FDA, who's a huge vaccine pusher. I mean, all of these things are being controlled via remember, the international banking community, they own. They control the Rockefeller-Rothschild industrial medical complex and also a military complex. All of it's owned by these international bankers who can create money out of nothing. And so they have people controlling other people, like using Jeffrey Epstein to screw little girls and little boys, a bunch of sickos. Why? Because they can blackmail them. I had Wayne Allen Root on my show a few years ago, and he told me that. He says that's what they do. They use these organizations to come in and blackmail these people. And, guys, this is the problem that we have right now. And so we have to call it all out. Donald Trump is not the savior of the United States of America. That would be Jesus Christ. But we do not have a political solution for a spiritual problem. And that's what we have right now. And until you see these nutbags that are running everything, I mean – look at Chicago. Look at the mess up there. You got all these people with all these taxes, with all this unemployment, with bodies laying in the street. I talked to Mancow, I think it was 2 years ago. He's driving to work. There's another dead body laying out in the median. He's on his way to work. He sees another dead body laying out.
Do you this swear for them, or do you, or are they speed bumps? Take over. I got to ask you, Mancow. Do you swear for them, or no? Or are they speed bumps?
Doug, I want to tell you, first of all, I'm very angry right now.
I know. I would be too.
Because Ted is very good on your show, just okay on my show. he's really good. Sorry. On this show today. I'm messing with you guys. You know, Doug, the part that was horrible. This was really the story. Nobody cared. There was a dead body in the street. People would ride over it and look. Oh, there's a dead body. Nobody cared. And then the Obama voters came from the shadows and started going through his pockets while he was laying crushed in the street.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
no, like cockroaches. No, no.
I mean, just horrific. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, man. This is it. This is it. Now is the time for good people to take a stand. And I think I followed about one-tenth of what Dr. Ted just said. I'd like to reach common ground here, guys. Can we all agree that Ben Gazzara was a really great actor?
Roger that.
He's pretty good.
hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Doug, I just look. I want to say something that I say to Ted, and I want to say to everybody. You know, as you put your pinky toe in the rabbit hole here, and I've gone down all these roads, and I've talked to all the experts, and all of that. And Wayne Allen Root, who I introduced at the Libertarian Convention, was the guy that encouraged me to have this big rally that I did. He was successful in Nevada. I was successful here. But I just remember, there's still God. There's still love. There's still family.
Amen.
There's still great things about this country. And you know, you can pray and send up the scalar waves and defeat these people. They are sacrificing
right.
babies. Why is it the first thing they wanted when there's a plague? Think about this. There's a plague. Well, we need more money for abortions because they get dark energy from killing these children. And it is satanic. Absolutely. But God wins. Good wins. Keep praying, folks. Bend your knees. Bow your head. We will win. Send up an
That's
email.
Right.
And you know what? Listen to Mancow. If you're, I don't care wherever you're at, because the internet is the great equalizer. You can listen to Mancow wherever you're at. You've got a podcast, Mancow. Where do we find
themancowpodcast.com.
Okay, very good. And then, of course, you're live on WLS every weekday morning, right?
Yep. Every day.
And now for Ted promised me this. You're going to send me the Planet of the Apes prop rifle, or my choice actually, or the Star Trek Captain Kirk phaser. So let me just say, I'll take the phaser if you don't mind.
It's very cool. William Shatner was in my wedding, and he was around when my daughters were born. He's a good friend and a great man, and old school in that way. We don't agree on everything politically, but he's a man of great honor.
Yeah, no, as are you, and I've got to give you a lot. I'll tell you what, you're out there every day fighting the fight. I know the hours you put in. Tev is telling me, and we all put in a lot of hours. And thank you for doing that. And thank you for standing up for what is right. And I'm not blowing smoke up your skirt. I'm telling you the way it is. We're out there
up and down the dial. If you sit around and do nothing, you're a hero. And if you want a job and you want to work, what's the new word, guys? Selfish. You're selfish.
Yeah.
Heroes sit at home. I mean, look at every celebrity. Tom Hanks. I don't believe any of that stuff with Tom Hanks. I don't believe anything from Tom Hanks. I think he's a total tool of the deep state or whatever. Sit at home. Sit at home and be a hero. Don't get worked up that your business is being destroyed and your kids aren't going to school and your taxes are outrageous. No. You're a hero. Sit at home. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. One last parting question here. 10 years ago, could you ever imagine where we're at today? I mean, we talked about it in generalities, but can you imagine where we're? Could you have imagined? Did you imagine where we'd be today?
Doug, this is a really great question, and it's something that my friend, your other guest on the show, Dr. Ted, and I talk about. Look, it was predicted thousands of years ago. It's all crystal clear in the Book of Revelation. I so hoped I was wrong. I remember as a kid, you know, Hal Lindsey, and he was wrong a lot. But I remember these predictions like, well, that's impossible. That's not going to happen. That's ridiculous. I won't ever live to see that. Doggone it if it isn't all coming true. It's all unfolding. We're really living in great, I mean, honestly, guys, we're living in great times. If you've lived, I mean, this is something biblical. I believe we're going to see the return in our lifetimes. I don't know. Christians have been looking forward to these days for a long time. I think it's exciting, and I hope that good people will take a stand, right? And remember, we fight against things that are unseen as well. So I have a great deal of attacks. I'm sure Doug and Ted and I think these guys would agree with me, everybody listening, when I say please pray for us. Because when you're not brain dead, and when you're not a mouth breather in your phone, when you look up and actually look around and you speak the truth, there's a price to it. So all three of us are praying. We're just playing a great, we're paying a great price here. And I hope that everybody listening to all of our voices will pray for us because we need it right now, man. We are all under attack. I guarantee it.
Amen. Yeah. And I couldn't have said that any better. Mancow, I want to thank you for your gracious gift of time. I know you put in a full day already, plus another bunch of hours, and you got to be dog tired. And I appreciate you coming on. I hope you do come on again with me and
anytime. All right, it's you have a great show. Anytime you need me, I'm here. Anytime.
All right, and I'll bring you down. And when I go through Chicago next time, I'll drop off a Kevlar vest for you on your commutes to and from work. So.
La Scarola, I'll take it for the best Italian meal of your life.
All right. It's a date. Just bring the phasers.
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you.
Yes.
Mancow Mueller.
God bless you.
God bless. Ted, I'm telling you, he was on fire, wasn't he? I
love the guy. And now, you know, Mancow and I, we're good friends. And, you know, he and I have the kind of Christian relationship that we're supposed to have as Christians.
Yeah.
I probably agree with Mancow on 95% of the stuff. The other 5% we don't agree on. Same thing with you, Doug.
Sure.
But the whole thing about it is it doesn't matter. My relationship with you gets an A. If it's a 90, it's an A. If it's a 90 with Mancow, it's an A. The problem we have with Christianity, the problem we have with alternative talk show hosts right now, is that if you don't agree with somebody 100%, they sue you, or they start taking cheap shots at you, or they start mentioning your name with bad things. I mean, they start saying horrible things about you, and you think, but none of that's true. Then you call them up and you say, why are you doing this? Oh, I thought I could get more numbers that way. I'm using you for clickbait. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be clickbait. I said, stop it. Well, no, I'm not going to stop it because you're a public figure. We do whatever we want to do and say whatever we want to say. No, I don't think so. I'll be talking, my attorney will be calling me up now because
This is the problem that we've run into. And I'm not talking about heathen on heathen. I'm talking about Christians on Christians. And I'm so fed up with it. Mancow is a believer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a great wife.
Clearly.
He's got great girls. I mean, he's a good friend. And guys, and same thing. We all have to support one another. You know, I want to thank you guys. I prayed this morning for all of you who listened to the Doug Hagman show. I prayed for you. I asked God to bless you and to keep you and all the other things I pray for you every day. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. And I know I got pretty fired up on this show, but gosh, I pretty much get fired up on every show. Because one thing that you'll say about Ted Brower, I'm not going to blow smoke up your skirt to use Doug's phrase. I'm going to tell you how I feel. And until I see something different, I'm going to keep saying the same thing until I start seeing change. And that's what I love about alternative talk show hosts who basically talk and tell the truth, Doug, like you, because there's so many people out there who won't even breach the topics that we talked about today. So thank you again for having me on.
Oh, where do you think you're going right now? You got 5 minutes and, or no, you got 3 minutes.
I know Austin's coming on next. I wasn't sure. So if we have 5 minutes.
Yeah,
we
3 minutes. 5 minutes.
There's one other article I want to cover with you because I pulled it up because I want to say this. I want to cover this. General Motors delays plans to ramp up production, which is horrible. Spain lifts lockdown conditions in Madrid. Chinese airline to restart flights from the U.S. next month. They've never stopped. India reports record jump in cases as lockdown eases. Russia reports its record jump in deaths. Russian hot nurse, this is crazy, punished for accidentally exposing her underwear due to see-through personal protection equipment. I think that was funny. U.S. warns of looming collapse of Yemen's healthcare system. And all of these stories are available at the healthmasters.com news site. You go to the website at healthmasters.com, you click down to archive news articles, click on it, and every single day all of these articles are updated, and we cover all of these stories. And you know, yesterday's show with me and Austin and Wednesday's show, probably Wednesday's show of this week would be show of the week. If you're going to listen to any show for the Ted and Austin Brower show, tune in for Wednesday of this week, click it back on, and I go into detail on this stuff. Because guys, here's what we have to understand. And if you don't get this, you're probably not reading the history books. We are under the control right now of an ancient Canaanite religious, basically Egyptian cult of death and sex. That's who runs the planet. And they're all based out of the Zohar, the Kabbalah. And if we don't get this and understand who these people are and what they believe, and Mancow said something. He said, we're going to stop churches. We're going to stop funding for all of this other stuff, and we're going to make it illegal, but the abortion clinic is going to stay open. And we're going to increase the funding to Planned Parenthood, because he's 100% right. These entities, whatever they are, and you got to talk about one of these days when you bring Mancow back on. He's talked about it on my show, so I'll mention it. He did that doggone ceremony down in Costa Rica. He went on the other side of the veil, Doug, and you need to have him on talk about what he saw on the other side of the veil. It'll freak you out. But the reality is, these entities live on that dark energy that's released from all of these abortions and all of these sacrifices, and they've done so for thousands of years as part of the ancient Canaanite religious fertility rituals and sacrifice of children. That's who runs the planet. And it doesn't make any difference whether you believe that or not. You got to do the research. Because I thought this stuff was nuts, because these people are nuts. But guys, once you do the research and you look at who runs the planet, you figure out real, real quick that the only way this thing's going to get fixed is when Jesus Christ comes back. But in the meantime, we've got all of these little battles that we're fighting, and we've got to continue to fight the battles every single day. So when you get to heaven as a Christian, and God can say to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's the goal that we should have here. Stay prayed up. Eat clean. Stay healthy. Exercise. Get ready. Because guys, this situation in this country, if we don't have some type of epiphany as a nation, it's going to get much, much worse. And the international bankers and their satanic legions are going to take over this entire world and bring us under a new world government, a one world religion, and a one world digital currency. That's their goal. And regardless of anything else that you see with all these other weird things happening in the backgrounds, that's the overall goal of these nutbags that run the planet.
100% accurate. And we know how prophecy plays out. It's not in the end in their favor. However, we can do, but certainly we can do our part to delay prophecy, I believe, and to give our children and maybe even their grandchildren a normal life. I don't know. Hey, the effort is up to us. The results are up to God. Ted, I want to say thank you so very much. Ted and Austin Brower, father-son team. I just want to say thank you, Ted, for coming
out
and bringing Mancow on. I really appreciate it. And, we're going to do this again.
Love you guys.
Hey, coming back with Austin. Hey, get some rest, buddy. Get some rest. All right, coming back with Austin, the younger half of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show. Stay right where you're at.
Reporting on what the mainstream media won't, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
And welcome back to this edition of the Hagman Report. It's the Friday before Memorial Day. Memorial Day weekend, actually. I want to wish everyone a happy Memorial Day weekend. We're not going to have a show on Monday. Now, again, I'm going to try my best to make some appearances this weekend. I'm going to try to do that. Without really getting into a lot of detail, I've got a lot of personal things going on. And I'm trying to get those dealt with. Please, I hope you'll understand. By the way, the first hour, Mancow Mueller, seriously, a great guy. He's out of Chicago, immensely popular radio program, the first hour. If you didn't get the first hour of the show, Dr. Ted Brewer, Mancow, myself, really enlightening, I believe. And think about this. If we had in 100 markets, 100 Mancows, and I mean this, what would terrestrial radio look like? Now, here's what I'd like you to do. And I mean this, folks. I'm going to find contact information. In other words, like an email address for Mancow. And I'd like you to just say, hey, I heard John Hagman, loved you, you know, whatever. Give him not that he needs it. He doesn't need your approval. He doesn't need my approval. But give him an attaboy. Give him hey, I thought you were great. I heard you. Let him know that we here in the alternative media are reaching areas that would surprise even him. And I'm serious about that. We can see, here's why I'm asking you, or asking you to do this, because we can change the texture, geography, so to speak, of the planet, I believe, by doing things like this. We can change the minds of people who are so stuck, and I mean so rooted in the old frame, old media, the old structure of media. And suddenly they'll be saying, wait a minute, you mean to tell me that a listener from Scotland or a listener from wherever, from England, from Germany, sent me an email saying they heard me? That's what we need to do. Or even, what do you mean, from Kansas? They heard me from Kansas? Yeah. I guarantee you it'll make all the difference in the world. Before we get to back to Ted, actually, I want to just mention this. My friends at Lightstream, I'm so thankful for my friends at Lightstream. Are you paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit cards? Ask yourself that. Take a look in your wallet. Look at your credit cards. Or better yet, look at the statements and read how much you're paying in interest. You can feel it in your checkbook, your wallet. You can feel it. I'm telling you. Refinance your debt today with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, my friends at Lightstream. You can quickly roll balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average credit card rate of over 19% APR. With your excellent credit, of course, you can get that. And the application, by the way, is quick and easy. It's 100% online. You can even get your money as soon as the same day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit, like I said, people with good credit, they deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver, they, meaning Lightstream, deliver. So here's what you need to do. Folks, do this. We did it, okay? Because we charged a whole bunch of equipment because we didn't have the money. And Eric and I were, and my wife were looking through the different rates, and it was like 21, 22. It was incredible. It was like My goodness, the Carter years again. Sorry about that. Apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get the special discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman. That's lightstream.com/Hagman. Let me spell it out for you. LIGHTSTREAM. Lightstream.com/Hagman. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. I guarantee you, you will be thanking me later. You will. My wife thanks me. She hugs me. She says, ah, thanks. See, I should have made Mancow feel more at home and done that when he was on. Eric the Tech's over there laughing. I can hear him giggling. All right, let's get back to Ted. And speaking, I'll tell you what, speaking of good stuff, Health Masters. You guys know about Health Masters. If you are listening to the sound of my voice, you know Health Masters. Unless you've been living under a rock, different planet, I don't know, in a coma, healthmasters.com, that's the place to go to get your nutritional supplements. Did you know that Ted can cure COVID-19? And see, okay, I shouldn't even kid about that. Eric just did a somersault in his chair, and no, I was joking. That is a joke. Okay, so those people who are, you know what I'm saying? Those people are saying, hey, Doug Hagman said you can. It's a joke, folks. My wife said, I just heard her. She came into the office and said, you know, you are so weird. I am, but you still like me, don't you? Go ahead. Since your mouth, go ahead. You still like me, right? She's not talking to me anymore. Oh man!
Can you not move your mic?
I just broke it. All right, let's bring Ted on.
Always touching my mic.
I think I broke the mic. Okay, so let me see. All right, let's bring Ted on. Come on. He's probably napping now.
Actually, I was going to take a nap, but I decided not to. By the way, Austin is on, Doug, so I'm going to say goodbye. This is the other half of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, and he does an absolute excellent job, and I am blessed to be his father. And I believe the Bible verse, I believe God said about Jesus, this is my son whom I love, with whom I'm well pleased. It pertains to Austin and me. I love this man, and I just appreciate him being on the show with me and on a daily basis. And so, Doug, I'm going to leave you with Austin and make sure you guys realize that we love you, we appreciate you, and thanks so much for having me on.
But and get Austin. Some rest, brother. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. I will.
All right. Austin, my man, how you doing?
I'm here. I've got everything rolling now. Was dealing with some technical issues all day long. It has been one of those days that nothing has wanted to work right. But I'm here. It's up and running now. And we got a show to finish off from what I've been told.
Well, you know, I don't know if you can call this a show anymore. I think we passed that a while ago. But no, we do. And, you know, look, I'm really, again, I'm fired up. I've been fired up all week. I'm looking at headlines. I mean, the Philadelphia judge of elections just pled guilty to committing election fraud. You know, you see that, you see the numbers being stacked in the coronavirus, situation, I referenced Freedom Foundation's report from, I don't know. At this point, I don't even know what more to say, Austin. And I was talking to your dad yesterday. I've got a lot of respect for you. You're a young man who has a lot of talent in being able to ferret things out and to find things. And not only that, you have an excellent ability to relate them to the public. That's why people love you. And I just appreciate you coming on and really, doing this with me. I just really do. I just want to say I appreciate you and I have a lot of respect for you and I'm very proud on behalf of your dad. I'm proud of you. So, but wherever you want to take this, let's take it.
Well, thank you, Doug. I really appreciate that. And, this has been something that, you know, we've done for years now, Ted and I have, and it's something that it has to be done. One thing that Ted used to always tell me when I was younger, his old motto, and he used to always say, winners do what they have to do, losers do what they want to do. And essentially what that really means is, you know, when there's a job at hand, when there's a task that has to get finished, when everything absolutely has to get done the best possible way in the time frame, That's what winners do. They get it done. They get the information out there. They close the deal. They finish what they're doing, whatever it is. And losers are the ones that basically go, ugh, I'd rather hit the snooze button. I don't want to do a show this morning. I'd rather sleep. I have way more things to do in bed that are way more important. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And we're seeing that now with the leftists that we pretty much realize that, I mean, majority of them all have the loser mentality. They don't want to do what needs to be done. They don't want to do anything. They want free money. They want everything to be handed out to them. They want to be protected by the so-called government. Even at the entire decay of the United States economy, it's okay. The economy is not more important than everybody's health. Well, we already know now that everybody's health is not what's at jeopardy here. It's everybody's freedoms that are at jeopardy here, as we've seen in so many states over and over and over again, that the count, the death rate, the hospitalization rate, all these things that are going up and up and up are not factual. They're being manipulated on a regular basis. And we've seen that now even from the CDC's statements that they put out saying that doesn't matter. Even if you're not tested for COVID-19, if you have any symptoms for COVID-19, you automatically get listed as a COVID-19. Or if you die, you're basically down as a COVID-19. Even if you died and they tested you after you died and you tested positive, but you died with no symptoms. For example, you died in a car accident or you died from committing suicide. It's a COVID death. And so that's something that they're doing to manipulate the numbers. And down here in Florida, you know, we've opened up and the media's tried to come out. Oh, the numbers are getting bad. Listen, I'm down here in Florida. I know just about everybody in certain parts of Florida. And the only bad place we've really had is down in Miami, Fort Lauderdale. That's because everybody's packed in like a bunch of sardines down there. Majority of the rest of the state, even Tampa, even Orlando, there's been cases, but I've talked to repeated RNs and nurses and just assistants, everybody that's in the medical field all down here in Florida, and everybody's told me, dude, this is not, you're not being told the truth. This is a complete and total lie. And the problem is a lot of these PAs and a lot of these nurses and stuff are scared to go out on social media because they don't want to get fired. They're trying to make money for their own family. They're trying to stay, you know, keep their own bills paid. And we've seen a lot of these individuals who've been in the medical field that have gone out now and blasted the news, and they've gotten reprimanded. And that's something that, you know, a lot of people are scared to do. And so I encourage everybody, if you're in the medical field, if you see what's really going on and you see the manipulation, make your voice heard. Even if you don't want to do a video and show your name or show your face, get the information out there and write something anonymously or write it through somebody else if you have to. But wake people up with what's going on, because the faster we lose our rights, the faster we're going to go down as a country. And we're seeing this now. I mean, it's so troubling me. I saw another video the other day, and, you know, a pastor was actually starting to come out about what's going on. And he said, you know, you have weed dispensaries. They're open. You have all the liquor stores.
If I just want to interrupt you. Okay, I had to take somebody to the doctor the other day, and which not my favorite thing to do, and I get real mouthy and with people. But I got to tell you this. I don't think I did tell you this off air or on, but there was a strip plaza, there was a candy store, a barber shop, and something I didn't even know was there was this cannabis place where you go in with medical cards and you get whatever you get. I don't know, whatever they give you, you know, you have to have a card or something. And the candy store was closed. The barbershop was closed. And there's a friggin' line half a block long for the weed store. So they outlaw weed but ban barbering. What the hell? What decade is this? For the love of God. And you mentioned about, I got to tell you this too, at the beginning of the show. As of May 8th, Freedom Foundation, May 8th, 828 COVID deaths in quotation marks, Washington State, 681 or 82% list some variation of COVID-19 in one of the causes of death. Okay, in other words, it's all BS. Now, 5% of death certificates do not list COVID-19 as cause of death, but indicate it was a significant condition contributing to death. Well, that's like saying, yeah, you probably shouldn't have had that. Now, I won't even make an analogy. You get the idea. 106 or 13% deaths involved persons who had previously tested positive for COVID-19 but did not have the virus listed anywhere on their death certificate. So you're right. We're getting hosed every flipping day. We're getting hosed. And when are people going to wake up? I want to take them and smack them. All right. I'm done.
No, you're spot on with that, Doug. The same thing, like I said, with these churches. They're still shutting down and restricting people from going to church, but then they're letting gyms open in some areas, which I don't have a problem if you want to go to work out. But this is like the liberal dream that they wanted so much. This is communism. It's happening right in front of our eyes. That nothing makes sense. We've even had a UK doctor. He was a researcher I talked about on our show today. He came out and said the 6 foot distance rule, or in UK, it's the 2 meter distance rule. He said has basically no backing behind it whatsoever. There's no research that is concrete that shows 6 feet you magically cannot contract a virus anymore. He said it's spotty at best. And most of the stuff that they put out on it is manipulated. It's just because you can make it any distance, really, if you wanted to manipulate the numbers and manipulate the way it worked. And so we see six, and I was telling this on our show again today, and I keep bringing it up because I want people to wake up to this. The number six is being used on almost every single building that's open right now. Inside and outside, you have signs on the floor that say six. You have signs on the wall that say six. There's sixes everywhere. We know blatantly what it says in Revelations, that the name of the man will be the number, basically, and it says 666, what it adds up to. We know what this is going into, and it's ironic that 6 feet is being used when now we're seeing, as I've said for months, that it's an arbitrary number. You could have said 5 feet, you could have said 7 feet, you could have said 10 feet. Realistically, it needs to be about 20 feet. If you're wanting to make sure nobody has any chance of contracting a virus, you have to stay about 20 feet apart. But see, that's next to impossible to actually enforce. But in another thing that what somebody else has told me, numerous people, I'm bringing up again because I keep hearing this from multiple IT people, with the 5G system that's getting driven in to the contact tracing apps that they're trying to have up and running by next month, the contact tracing where they want to be able to monitor everything you do, everywhere you go, and if you come in contact with somebody that comes down with COVID-18 or 19, they're going to turn around and send you, hey, you basically were exposed to this. You have a high COVID-19 risk score. You need to be aware of this. You need to quarantine, blah, 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 a whole nine yards. Well, the problem with an IT and GPS tracking, when you get phones too close to one another, they blur. If you get 5 or 6 people standing one next together, they all blur. So you can't get an accurate reading on where each person is all the time when you have people that are shoulder to shoulder, because their phones are borderline touching. 6 feet, you get a very clear GPS signal. So we see now that these numbers are just picked out of thin air. We know that they have no research or backing to show them. We know that there's a very ominous thing with 6666 HR bill that basically they're trying to pass. That in and of itself, and giving out $100 billion, and at the very end of it, it basically says if any contractor that meets the requirements – they can give all this money to basically do this contact tracing, including supporting quarantining you at your house. Bizarre stuff. And we see the six number all the time. Well, I'm not a super, like, you know, person where I'm like, oh, this means this and means that. I try to take out of context everything. But, I mean, it blatantly, very clearly states in Revelations about the number 666. And we're seeing all these things with the number six on TV. You need to have social distancing, 6 feet apart. You walk in the store, signs with sixes all over them. You basically go on your phone, everybody's saying to be 6 feet apart on your phone. Then you see HR Bill 6666. There's a lot of sixes floating around, Doug. And call me paranoid or what, but this is something that I feel like when you know what they're involved with the cabal and the gematria and all the weird stuff that they do with the numbers all the time, the same thing with 9/11, you can look at everything with that, and you see these numbers now being presented, and the number six literally trying to be shoved down everybody's throat all the time, it kind of starts to set some red flags off on me to make me realize, hey, there's something way more ominous to what's going on, and there's also something way more behind the scenes that they're getting prepped to do, and that's why it's so important for people to support shows like the Hagman Report and the Ted Nossum Rower Show to get this information out there, because the more we can wake people up, the more they can really start saying, hey, I'm not okay with this. I'm going to travel freely, unmolested on my way. I don't care about your basically completely and totally erroneous guidelines that you're trying to make into law without even ratifying them with no congressional approval. When you start coming out with these stupid guidelines and start saying that people have to abide by them, this is all, in my opinion, in order to get everybody conditioned to being involved in communism. You know, we're doing phase one now. You can go outside. You can go to a restaurant, but it's restricted. No other places can be open. When we decide it's okay, we'll let you go to phase two, like a good little peasant. You can go to phase two, but listen, if you don't behave in phase two and you don't do what you're told, you go back to phase one and start over again because we know what's best for you and we're here to protect you. I mean, does this not seem like full-blown communist Russia, full-blown Nazi Germany all over again? And a lot of people are just so blinded they don't even see what's going on, Doug?
Yeah. What you said. Yeah, I'm looking at all of this. It's an interesting thing you said about the number six as well. I saw a meme, and I'll ask you this. What's the idea with burying people at, you know, people say 6 feet under, obviously you bury people at 6 feet. I mean, it seems rather arbitrary. Why not 10? In fact, I prefer 10. That way the authorities can't find the skeletons that quickly of my enemies. But I'm kidding. Don't send me emails. What's going? I mean, yeah, I don't get this. I mean, I do get it, but why are people being so really obtuse in trying not to get it? I mean, they're laughing at us. People are—they are laughing at us. They're making fun of us. They're saying, "Look, you know, these sheep are too stupid to see what we're doing." And a cloth mask. I mean, a cloth mask. Seriously, a cloth. I mean, now think about that for a second. A cloth mask.
Putting a T-shirt over your face. And I told somebody the other day, and they were kind of starting to argue. They're like, "Well, it's to protect other people if you're sick." And I said, but not everybody's wearing masks because masks don't work. A cloth mask doesn't work. And I said, and then you got blithering morons that I see all the time driving around in their car with a mask on, with a little like, you know, the cloth paper mask on their face while they drive around with their windows up in the car by themselves. And they don't even realize the AC systems in their cars have better filtration than those stupid little masks do. And again, it's not even the aspect of, you know, this is what they're doing, that's what they're doing. It's the point that we have a populace that has such poor critical thinking skills, they don't even want to ask questions. They're so stupid and dumbed down, they just go, "Oh, CNN said I should wear a mask. Fauci said I should obey. I will obey." And then they turn around and just do whatever they're told. And that's where the term, you know, we called them sheep for years because that's what they are. They're just bad. Just walk around. Okay, go this way. Oh, no, go that way. And like you said, the globalists, I mean, these globalist bankers, dude, I honestly think they're sitting back, smoking their cigars, lighting them up with $100 bills, laughing at all of us right now because they're sitting up there going, "You know what, man, I wonder what else we can get these morons to do. Like, these clowns are actually driving around with masks on. They're so stupid. Can you believe this? Next we should make them tell them if they wear pantyhose on their head, it'll stop the virus from getting in their hair and they won't contract it either. We should just start telling them dumb stuff to do." I literally feel like that's where we are right now. And then, like you said earlier, we're telling church members they're going to be fined if they go to drive-in church services, arresting pastors for having church services. But yet you can go to the weed dispensary, you can go to the liquor store, you can go to Lowe's, Home Depot, you can go to all these places and get stuff, which I think – I don't care if they're all open. I want them to be all open. I want everybody to be all open. But to sit there and tell people that they can't go to a place of worship – and there's something about this too that I brought up on the show the other day, and actually a converted Muslim, somebody who's a prior Muslim and converted to a Christian, told me this. I think I brought this show on the other day, but I'm going to bring it up again. I brought up, I said, you know, it's funny. I said, there's videos all over the internet with law enforcement showing up to churches, citing people, giving them summons to appear, arresting people, blocking entrances, the whole nine yards of churches, videos all over the place. I said, When's the last time you saw a video surface of law enforcement showing up to a Muslim mosque and blocking entry into a Muslim mosque, or forcing entry into a Muslim mosque, or fining people for going into a Muslim mosque and going basically to worship Allah? When's the last time you saw that, Doug? I haven't seen a single video anywhere on internet of law enforcement harassing Muslims at mosque, or blocking entry, or fining them, or arresting them. I haven't seen it at all. And I got an email from a prior, he basically converted over. He said, he emailed me. He said, hey, I listen to your show all the time. He goes, I saw you bring this up the other day. He goes, I want to let you know this. He goes, I was a prior Muslim. He goes, Muslims at some point are moderately peaceful, but then there's an extremely violent side to them that they basically can have justified. And he said, I am now a Christian. I've converted. He said, but the reason why you have not seen all these videos surface of any Muslim mosque being shut down or arrested, he said, because if they do that, if law enforcement did that, they would be in full violation of the Quran, and they would be open season, and the Muslims would kill the officers if they walked into there to basically arrest somebody or cite them for being able to go and worship Allah. And well, I thought, okay. Well, I don't know if that's across the board, but that's what he told me.
You know, you bring up an interesting point, and maybe the Christians might have an issue with me saying this, but our Constitution outlines the rights bestowed upon us by Almighty God, the Almighty God of the Holy Christian Bible, of the Holy Bible, right?
Yes. I mean,
we can agree with that. That much we can agree on. All right. So here's my question. If we follow the tenets of the Bible, I don't want to say the rules, but God's commandments, as Christians, and we are true Christians, are we not to take the same posture as you described with the true Muslim? Are we not to say, no, both as a patriot and as a Christian? And maybe that question didn't come out correctly, but isn't the standard the same? We as Christians, as obedient Christians, obedient to God, not to man, but obedient to God, shouldn't we come out with our swords and not our plowshares, come out with our swords and say, no, you're not going to do this, and we're here to tell you, you ain't going to do it. And and here's another thing. I want to be careful with how I say this, because I'm not advocating violence here, but if I was a Muslim and they were shutting down Christian churches, which they are, me as a Muslim would be behind the Christian churches. You know what I'm saying? I'd be supporting the Christian churches. I'd be saying, you can't do that. You can't do that to their faith. Does that make sense to you? And so there's kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But shouldn't we as obedient Christians, obedient to God, say you as man cannot dictate the fact, both constitutionally and as God's servant? Shouldn't we bring out our swords? I'm asking this legitimately.
Well, no, and that's a really good question, Doug, because I had this conversation with a buddy of mine the other day. So down here in Central Florida, they haven't done any of this with us as far as a lot of the churches. There, a lot of them are still starting to open back up. They never should have been closed the first time. That's been much issues. But you have some of these areas that are doing this. I saw like in Louisiana. And my only option that I told them, I said, if you guys are being involved in this, if you guys are trying to have church services still, I said, you're basically on private church property. And I said, if law enforcement shows up, I said, I would make sure all the vehicles are basically backed in so they can't get your tag number. And I would form a well-formed militia at the front of the parking lot, armed militia. And you're on private property, so you can legally do so. And you check your own state laws. And you can say you're trespassing on private church property. We have been given permission to provide security detail for the church. We are security contractors for the church, and we have been told that nobody is allowed to trespass on this property. And if law enforcement really wants to get in a shootout over shutting down a church, and they really want to have that type of media backlash, then by all means, get ready for a fight. But I mean, there has to be a line in the sand, Doug, to where, okay, we know this is complete and total BS now as far as what the numbers are. Yes, the virus is real, no doubt. Yes, it's incredibly important to keep your immune system strong, to stay healthy, to eat clean, to stay off of junk food and sugar. 100%. There is no question. But that's something you should do all year long. But the numbers that we're seeing now and the manipulation that we're seeing now does not warrant this level of tyrannical intrusion on our civil liberties. And so for a church, for a pastor, that's really what it's not even. You could go and have your church at home. You could have 10, 15, 20 people at home right now. They could come over. You could have a church service. And that doesn't matter. But now it's no longer just that. Now it's the principle. Now it's turned into the principle of it. Now you are telling me I can't go to church with my friends and family and go worship because you're going to fine me. How about no? We're not going to comply with an unlawful order. No, I'm not going to give you my ID or driver's license. No, I'm not going to communicate with you. If you need to speak to anything, you can step out to the road and you can speak to me there and I basically can ignore you. I am on private property and I'm a hired security contractor. You are a violation of the separation of church and state. You have no ability or authority to come here and tell me I can't worship. I don't care what edict or guideline or any type of ridiculous Caesar, you know, hand down that they're trying to give us. Like it reminds me like we're an emperor, like we're in the Roman emperor now. Caesar decreed you are no longer allowed to go to church. And people are like, okay, yes, master. We won't go to church, master. Let us know when we can go to church. That's how I'm feeling like a lot of these Christians are acting. And it's almost embarrassing to me because I see the Muslim faith is so strong in their beliefs that they're like, no. We're still going to do whatever we want when we want at our mosque. And to that, I'll quite frankly, you'll rarely, very rarely ever hear me say this, but I commend them for that type of conviction. I don't agree with their faith, but the fact that we've been pacified so easily as a Christian nation and literally sitting back now and going, yeah, okay, we'll just stay home. We'll be good little servants. We'll be good peasants. Just let us know. Let us know we have permission to go to church. Newsflash, free men don't have to ask permission. That is a 100% fact. Free men don't have to ask permission. Peasants ask for permission. Free men do not. You do not have to ask to go to church. You do not have to ask permission to travel freely on your way. You do not have to ask permission to buy vitamins. You do not have to ask permission to get in your vehicle and go to the store. That's part of being in a republic. You have laws that are given to you by God Almighty. You are a free man. And that concept has eluded a lot of the Christians now. And it's very troubling to me, Doug, because my whole point is, what's going to be the catalyst for a lot of these areas that are getting tyrannical rule put over them? What is going to be the catalyst for them to stand up? Are they really going to be silenced that easy? Are they really going to fall that easily into the night and just say, no, we're fine. We don't want any problems. We don't want any issues. We'll just comply because, you know, that's what Jesus would do. Jesus walked into the temple that was being desecrated by the Jew moneylenders and flipped the tables and whipped them. That's how he handled it when the temple was being desecrated. They're coming in now and saying, you can't even go into the temple. You are not even allowed to partake in the temple. You are not even allowed to go worship in the temple, or we're going to arrest you and fine you. They've taken it a step further and not even desecrated it. They're not even allowing you to enter the temple. But yet people are trying to use this ideology that, well, you just need to comply. You don't want to have any issues. It's the Christian thing to do to comply. What happens when they show up to your house and say, listen, we know that you're a Christian. We're basically here to take you to a concentration camp now because we have to ask you some questions about your beliefs to make sure you fall in line with everything that's going on with the pandemic. Are you going to comply with them as well? Are you going to get in the truck and ride with them to crime scene number two and do whatever happens over there? That's the next question you have to ask yourself. Where is the line in the sand, and how far are we going to take this before we start standing up? That's why I was so proud of that Texas salon owner lady out there, when she basically took it all the way to jail. She said no, and it made such a stink, got so much publicity, so much backlash on social media. The governor had to sign an executive order to get her out of jail and basically make sure that nobody else got arrested for this. Those are the kind of things that have to be going viral right now, and people have to make those kind of stands, or else, especially in these really liberal states, they are going to go full blown tyrannical because these guys are drunk with power. I mean, they're completely, literally blackout drunk with power. They don't even know how to function right now. All they want to do is grab as much as they can, as hard as they can, as fast as they can. And as long as the people sit back and allow it happen, really, only thing for evil to rule is for good men to do nothing. And that's exactly what we're seeing now in some of the states, Doug.
You know, Austin, yeah, you're 100% right. And as I sit here looking, and I think, how many lines in the sand have we drawn, and how many times have we acquiesced to or erred on the side of peace and, you know, go, we'll just get along and okay, fine. You know, we'll just, you just want a little bit more. Okay. We'll just give you a little bit more. And pretty soon it's not that. I remember when Coach Dave Dovmeier, was talking about the Obergefell decision. If this passes, you know what's next. The camel's nose under the tent. It's going to be, normalizing pedophilia. And this is what we're seeing. By the way, Coach Dave is going to have a, truth inspection, folks, mark this down in your calendar this Sunday, May 24th, 2020, 10 o'clock. Truth Inspection with Coach Dave. We're at Join the Huddle at CoachDaveLive.com or CoachDaveLive.com, I should say. That is CoachDaveLive.com, 10 o'clock this Sunday, May 24th. Join the Huddle. It's going to be Truth Inspection with Coach Dave. I would urge everyone, and especially now that if you're not going to a physical brick-and-mortar church, to sign in there. Again, this Sunday, May 24th, 10 a.m. Eastern, CoachDaveLive.com. Okay, I didn't mean to jump in there, Austin, but I just, I feel like we've given too much. And, you know, your dad and Mancow were talking the first hour. Well, the line in the sand is definitely going to be the forced vaccinations. You know, I just feel like, no, it won't. No, it won't. I don't know why. No, it won't. You know what? There's going to be skirmishes here and there, but no, it won't. I don't think in mass that we're going to see any uprising. And I, not that I want one, because you have to be crazy to want bloodshed. But brother, I don't know.
I've had the same conversations as well, Doug, because one of the things that's been so troubling to me is how unprepared a lot of Americans are. A lot of Americans are big talk. They won't put their money where their mouth is. Now, a lot of your listeners are listeners. They're not like that. But just a lot of normal people, you see it all the time on social media. People get on social media and they run their mouth. They run their mouth. Talk this, talk that, talk smack, talk this. And then, I mean, I've had incidents before. And you run into them in person. You're like, what's up, man? What you want to do? You know, are we pulling shirts off? We going? Oh, man, you know, I was just kidding. I was like, oh, I wasn't. You weren't playing with me. I don't talk like that unless I'm serious. You're talking pretty rough. And that's how a lot of people are nowadays. They want to be armchair quarterbacks. They want to be bad A's behind the computer screen and talk about all the stuff they're going to do. And then you go and meet up with them or you talk to them one time. They don't even carry a pistol on them. They don't even have food. They got, you know, a rifle in their safe that they shoot once a year and got a box of ammo. And you're like, what are you going to do with that? Hunt squirrels? What force are you going to hold back with that? You got two mags and 100 rounds. I mean, cool story, bro. I mean, that's the first 20 seconds of a gunfight. What are you doing with your life? And so, I mean, this is one of these things that I think you're right, but that's why it's so important, Doug, right now more than ever, that we really bring up the topic of the mandated vaccines, and not just the mandated vaccines, the overall vaccines that are trying to be put into place right now. As I talked earlier today, one of the main vaccine companies, John Kennedy, basically talked about this and how they twisted the numbers, and they had 15 individuals who had human trials done on them, and 3 out of the 15 individuals in the first run of human trials had debilitating side effects that they had to have medical intervention in. 3 out of 15. It's a fifth out of already that they've already tested. And what's interesting about this is that Fauci intentionally was able to remove the ferret and primate study, get rid of it, bypassed it. They didn't do it. They usually do mice, then they do like ferrets or guinea pigs, so forth, something like that. Then they go to primates, monkeys, and then they go to human testing. The mouse testing has been omitted. They're not even talking about that. The ferret and primate testing has been passed. They didn't do anything with it. They literally pushed it aside and said, we're going to bypass that because of Operation Warp Speed, and they went right into human trials. And they already had a fifth of the people, out of 15 people, three of them had debilitating injuries that had to have medical intervention. But their first round, Doug, their first round of this RNA vaccine, yet mainstream media hasn't talked about that. Fauci sure as heck ain't gone on the podium and talked about that. Trump hadn't even talked about that. Nobody's talked about it. Crickets, crickets, crickets. Why? Because they don't want the people to know what's going on. Same thing with this Plandemic movie. Dr. Makovich, she is getting so eviscerated in every single outlet that basically people posted their video on. They're trying to take it down as fast as they can. Why is that? I thought we're in an open discussion. Your opinion is your opinion. My opinion is my opinion. If someone makes a video and you don't agree with it, guess what? Don't watch it. Oh, there's a concept. Don't watch it. You don't have to watch it. It's a free America, free speech. You want to put something out? You don't like it? Don't watch it. There's plenty of stuff that people make, a bunch of queer stuff, gay movies. I don't watch it. I don't run around outside and say, we have to burn your movie. You need to go to jail. We got to ban your movie. Well, guess what? If you don't like it, don't watch it. I'm not going to support it. I'm not going to get my money. Am I going to be vocal about me wanting it? Yeah. But I'm not going to go and tear their movie down and burn it, because it goes the same way. If they do that, if we do that to them, then they do that to us. And you have this point where nobody has free speech anymore. It's exactly what YouTube and Google and Facebook and Instagram, all these guys are doing. They're intentionally removing videos because it's for your safety again. Remember, it's always for your safety. We fact check it. It's not 100% factual, according to the WHO. So we're taking it down. They don't want people to realize, because the vaccines, whatever's in them, this RNA vaccine technology that's never been approved for human usage, whatever it is, it's some weird stuff, real weird stuff. And they've already put the bid out for the 500 million syringes that basically have the RFID tracking on them. And you can tap the phone and track exactly date and time and location that it was administered. Those are already being put into production now. They got the huge bid for those. So all these things are coming together. It's really important, Doug, that we do make forced vaccines that line in the sand. I'm with you. I really, really, really am concerned about this, because the more people capitulate, especially with this, all bets are off. If you give in and say that now it is okay for the government to come to your house with basically a hypodermic needle and inject you with whatever they see fit, that means they own you. That means you are their slave. You are their de facto slave, because free men have to consent. You do not have somebody inject you with something that you do not know what is in it against your will and be a free man. That's the antithesis of free. It does not work that way. So everybody needs to understand that is the final line. The line's gotten blurred. The line's gotten pushed. But if it reaches to that point, and this is why I go back to what I said, it is so important. It is grossly important that the American populace make sure they stay self-sufficient. Have a freezer. I just went and bought another freezer for my new house that I'm building right now. I went and tried to pass my final inspection. They failed me today for a bunch of stupid stuff. I had that going on 30 minutes before the show today. That was interesting.
Oh, man.
But I will persevere, and I will get through it, as I always do with everything that I have to get done. But I already bought a freezer as well.
Where'd you get it from? I'm just asking. You don't have to tell me, but did you buy it retail? I mean, from a box store somewhere? Because I can't get a freezer to save my life.
I bought it actually from Sam's. They don't make you wear a mask. They had freezers in there. They had like five of them left. My in-laws bought one, and I bought one, and somebody else was buying another one when we were there. They were about to be out of stock already. Right. So as soon as I saw it, I was like, yeah, perfect. Got a generator, got a freezer, pack some more food when I go to the store, freeze it up. That way you can always run them off the generators. I'm always having them lined up so I can run them off the generators. And, you know, that's just on top of the food buckets that I carry. You know, we still have the organic food buckets on the website. Right. I have a lot of those that I've bought for myself as well that I keep in my house. If everybody stays self-sufficient, everybody stays armed, everybody keeps their bellies full, there's a whole lot more we can do. Because remember, if they try to pull this and they say, you can't go out, you can't go do this, you can't go do a job, you can't work if you don't basically have a vaccine, there's going to have to be civil disobedience that immediately ensues after that. We're going to say, no, we are going to go out and about. But if they try to forcibly prevent us from working, what are you going to eat? You don't need money right now. What are you going to do? You better have some backup food. And that's why I've been telling people this for years. So you buy an extra bucket here, an extra bag here, some food for the freezer there, you got a generator here, and you keep stacking food and got food buckets, all of a sudden, hey, I got a month, 2-3 months worth of food, even if I have no money coming in. I default on all my bills, worst case scenario. And I say, I am not going to submit to a new world order, nor are you going to vaccinate me. And you have a whole area and a whole neighborhood, a whole street, a whole town, a whole city start to have that resolve. It will be physically impossible to take over this country with that level of armed patriots with food ready to stand firm.
Amen.
But now you start blocking the food stores off from people who don't have vaccines. You start telling people they can't go to the job. You start telling people that their kids can't go to school, and everybody starts capitulating. You're right, Doug. People are going to start saying, well, you know what, that line in the sand, we got to kind of compromise a little bit. I'll just take one shot. I'll submit, I'll consent, I'll take one shot because
right.
It's just one shot. I need to go to work. The problem is, Doug, you know as well as I do, it's not going to be one shot.
No.
Once that cat is out of the bag and that Pandora's box is loose, it will never be one shot. It will be shot after shot after shot until they have you so dumbed down, controlled, or whatever other thing they pump you full of, they will be able to do anything they want to you. And that's one of the issues that we've seen now is that the technology they're wanting to use along with the RNA technology, what is it going to do to you? We know the RNA technology that in this vaccine they're doing. We know it rewrites your genetic DNA strain. We know that. It designs you to be able to produce basically an antibody for whatever the virus is. So it manipulates your entire DNA. Well, we're wonderfully and fearfully made by God Almighty. When we start allowing our DNA to be altered, does that mean God's still going to recognize us? Will there still be salvation for our sins? I don't know. I'm not God. I can't answer that question. But to me, it sounds pretty blasphemous to start allowing people to inject things into your body. They're going to fully rewrite your actual DNA code and then expect God Almighty to have mercy on you and say he still recognizes you. That's just me. People may disagree with me on that, but that's something that I feel like when you start reading Revelations and it starts talking about a lot of this stuff, you know, worshiping the beast and this and that, and you're not going to be able to buy or sell. It seems to be that something in that part of Revelations, along with HR 6666 and also the weird stuff they're doing, it's all intermingled. Whether the vaccines are it or part of it or an outline of it, I don't know. But something is not right with what's going on, Doug.
Something hasn't been right since day one. You know, it's – and I think everyone knows it. It's one thing – folks think back to the anthrax attacks in 01, 02. I know it was very, very limited. Okay. But it was weaponized anthrax, and think about the response there in the wake of 9/11. How did we respond as a country to that? And if you don't like that example, go back to the swine flu epidemic of 68, 69. I remember that as well. Or even in the 70s, we had, H1N1, or maybe that was in the 80s. I'm not sure. Or I don't know when exactly, but we've got historical precedents, that we can turn to. And this is the only time something of this dubious nature has really caused this kind of reaction, this over the top reaction. So you're exactly right. And one thing I want to mention, to folks, well, Austin is on, and we only have about 12 minutes left. I want to make sure that people know that, look, when I have Austin on and Ted on, and when they come on, and they graciously come on, to share their knowledge of things that I don't have time to research or I have, and they supplement this, and I thank them so very much. So let me ask you this, especially this Memorial Day weekend, as you potentially gather with your family, maybe have a cookout, maybe cook in, I don't know. Talk to your family members about their health, about how they are helping their immune system, what they're taking on a daily basis as far as a multivitamin, and introduce them to Health Masters. Do me a favor. If everyone does this weekend, introduces one new person to Health Masters, you know what? We could move mountains together. So if we've got, I don't know, 100,000 people listening to this broadcast, and each one of you says, hey, have you heard about Health Masters? No. And introduces them to healthmasters.com. And then give them the product or a coupon code of HR5, which I think will be good until Monday night at midnight. for 5% off. We could just that alone, and just say, or just order the ultimate multiple, whether capsules or powder. Order that. Just try that. Unless you want to, you know, get more, just try that. I can guarantee you one thing. You're going to be helping them. You're going to be helping us, and we can move mountains, and you guys are going to feel better physically. So healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com, HR5 is the coupon code. And then, as you have their ear, tell them to look down on the right. And you can see it on your screen right now. Listen to Ted and Austin every weekday from, well, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., and Sundays from 7 to 8, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. So there it is. And you can listen live, by the way, 10 to 11 in the morning, and call in at that number below. So there it is on screen. But Austin, again, if we would just do this, if we would make a conscious decision to introduce somebody new to Health Masters, somebody new to your program with you and your dad, somebody new to this program, somebody new to the concept, the ideas that we're talking about, we can change things because we can win on the numbers, can't we? I mean, we can.
No, you're 100% right, Doug, and that's what I've been saying every day on the show. And, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record, but this is that time to keep reiterating what's going on. And it's really well said, is that we have the voice. We have the people. I mean, you have a tiny, minute group of people that think they can control 330 million. That's the irony in all of it. If you had just a quarter of the populace, just a quarter, 100 plus million people in the United States, a quarter, which I mean, that would be a strong fighting age males and females that basically came forward and said, you know, what's going on? You know, almost 100 million people, 100 million. I mean, you'd be looking at what, about 80 million, almost 100. That many people, there's nothing, literally nothing you could physically do to stop that from us taking our country back over. Nothing short of dropping, you know, like a nuclear bomb on the entire country. But I mean, that's kind of one of those, everybody loses in that one. And that's why I told Ted before, and he's always said the same thing. He goes, they're not going to use nukes on the populace. He goes, they're going to try to take it over with biological or virus. And I said, why? He goes, do you think they're spending $2.5 trillion on 5G and they're building up for 6G and all this infrastructure they're doing with the electronic system to nuke the entire country and turn the United States of America into basically a Mars level wasteland that's going to be inhabitable for the next 50 years? Because why would they do that? Why would they spend all that money on all this infrastructure if they know they're going to nuke it? Because the last ditch effort, the last thing they would ever do is nuke the United States. And he goes, they're going to use biologicals or virus. He's always told me that for years. And sure enough, this, except the virus didn't do what they expected it to do. Sure enough, it killed people, but people die every day. Viruses kill people every day. People get sick every day, like I told Deb. Me and him both thought we got the COVID-19. I think I got the end of last year. Remember, they did that study, what was it, in Denmark or Finland or whatever, and they were testing people that basically had gotten antibodies to it from the coronavirus, and they never even known they'd gotten it. They were like, dude, we didn't know. We've been fine. We're running around. I talked to a buddy the other day, and he said his aunt and uncle got it a couple weeks ago. Aunt and uncle got it. He's like, we're close to aunt and uncle. They quarantined in their house. His dad said he went to the doctor. They both went to the doctor. They tested. They sent him home. His dad said he had, it was like a moderate fever. He said it wasn't as bad as the flu, but it was like a fever. And he said after like 2 or 3 days, he was taking some vitamins, knocked it out. He said his aunt, because they were married, he said she never got any symptoms. He said she had like a little scratchy throat one morning that was kind of like a dry throat, and that was the extent of it. Never got anything. So, I mean, this is what people have to understand. Ask questions. Don't just believe the narrative because the mainstream media told you. You don't have to believe me or Doug. Just do your own research. Doug and I are here, and Ted and I and Doug are here to bring you the information, the truth, and you can look at it. The problem is that we see with the mainstream media is it's not truth. It's majority of it's all lies. And we've caught them now repeatedly lying about things, coming up with fake numbers, repeating fake stories, playing fake footage. They've gotten busted in this for years. And yet everybody continues to watch them. Like they think they're some type of gods, like they have this some type of power to tell you what's going on. Pick up your phone or pick up a computer screen and look what's online on alternative media. Walk around and talk to people in your neighborhood. That's a novel concept. People have forgotten. Oh, I can talk to my neighbor. I didn't know I could do that. I can speak to one another. Hey, everybody, we can walk outside and speak. Yes, you can speak. You can communicate. You can form local militias. You can form security teams. Talk to people. Know people. Hang out with people. Go train with people. Learn the people around you. Don't just be buried in your phone all day. That's my stance on that, Doug. And the stronger we are, the more awake we are, the more cognitive reasoning that we have, you can see through the smoke screen so quickly. A lot of people say, well, Austin, you're so intense all the time. Not intense all the time, just some of the time. But primarily it's because I don't like BS. I see through it. I've seen so much stuff my whole life. When people start telling me one thing and you can blatantly contradict them, what they're saying, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Don't talk to me. I mean, like, this is something with Moderna. You know what I mean? Like, Moderna, this Fauci-backed pharmaceutical company that's blatantly twisting the news and their story about this vaccine, not even telling everybody that 3 out of 15 people had to have medical intervention because the side effects were so bad in the first clinical trial with 15 people. That's disturbing to me. That should be like every single news outlet in the country, Doug. Every single mainstream outlet should be covering that and saying, hey, guys, guess what? This is what happened with Moderna. We're not saying all the vaccines are bad. We're being neutral on this. But what we are saying is Moderna is not having the clinical trials that they're trying to portray to everybody right now. And you need to be aware of what's really going on behind the scenes. And by the way, we have research. We have research on vitamin C and D3. And, you know, it's being shown that the people that have had little to no side effects and have stayed healthy and gotten through COVID-19 pretty quick, majority of them have had high D3 levels. And, oh, we've also seen the intravenous vitamin C and high doses of oral vitamin C kick COVID-19 out of patients pretty fast that have had symptoms from it. So just be aware, that's something to look at. Here's the research on it. But no, you haven't heard the mainstream media even whimper that. Why? Because 70% or more of a lot of these mainstream media outlets, their revenue is derived from where? The pharmaceutical companies. And that right there is the truth. And that paints the big picture on why all we get lied to. We're like mushrooms, like Dad said. We're like mushrooms. Everybody just puts us in the dark and piles crap on top of us. And they tell us to like it. Enjoy it. Oh, if you don't like it, you will learn to like it. Except I don't want to like it. And I'm not going to learn to like it. Neither are you and neither are our listeners. We're going to stand strong, we're going to stay healthy, and we're going to keep getting this information out there and do the best we can to maintain a constitutional republic. That's my goal, Doug.
And that's why I like Austin Brower. I mean, right there, folks, you heard that segment, piece that he just did, unscripted. That's why I like him. You know, we need to act. And Eric the Tech, remind me to call my broker. I gotta get Moderna out of my 401k. Yeah, if I had a 401k. All right. It's amazing too. And even on the right, you see, by the way, you mentioned that you see these people who are heavily invested in certain companies. They go into committee meetings and they find out things are going to be moving in a certain direction. They'll call up their broker and get out of that position and, you know, or make money from it. It's an inside game. Like George Carlin, said, it's a big club and you're not in it. We're not in it. And you're right. But I really want to drive home in the last 2 minutes we have here. I really want to drive home the fact that it's so important this weekend if you are getting together with company, even if it's virtually, and I'm really not for that, but if that's your choice, then great. Then tell people about Health Masters and tell people about healthmasters.com. HR5 is the coupon code for 5% off of their non-sale items, and certain things are exempt from that. But look, folks, get yourself healthy. And you know, Austin, you're right. I'm not going to get into the situation, but we have Excellence C as well as D3K2 from healthmasters.com. And somebody close to me was having some issues and took C, D2K3 or D3K2. And, there's another one in there as well. It was part of the healthy immune kit. And I'll tell you something. It went from, oh my gosh, you know, might we have to take him to the hospital, to, hey, I'm all right. Now, I don't know. I don't know. But I do know this. They took a lot of the nutritional supplements and it seemed to make a difference. So there you have it. And I don't know if your stock is low on vitamin C, but order it now, because you don't know. It could be, you could be, Austin, I mean, you could be out of it in a couple of weeks, right? Or a week or two. Who knows? Right?
We got a fresh batch in. We've obviously been fighting for months now. We've told you guys that with multiple different suppliers to get high quality vitamin C. And, you know, we've got another batch in. Our main supplier that we originally had, they told me that they will not have any more raw material in for vitamin C until June 19th. Wow. And, this is something I've been working on all. I mean, this is what we do every day, trying to keep everybody supplied. And this is just the problem that's happened, is that people are realizing what it does. But even the D3 right now, we're good on that. And a lot of it, we have that on sale for 15% off as product of the week as well. So another great thing you can look at as well.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for coming in. I know it was a hardship on you, given the fact that what you're doing today with your house. Thank you, though, for coming in. May God bless you. We're out of time.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you later. Have a great Memorial Day.
Have a great weekend, boss.
All right. That'll do it for me. Have a good night.